And what happened after high school? After you graduated, what did you do?
After I graduated high school, I volunteered for the United States Marine Corps because as I was growing up, I had a lot of anger issues, and I figured the Marine Corps would teach me how to control my temper, which it didn't. It made it worse, and it taught me how to hurt people even more.
Did you go on tour with the Marines? Did you go anywhere? Did you just stay in the United States?
No, I went to Okinawa. I went to Vietnam when it fell, 75. And I went to Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. That was
What were things like in Vietnam? And what did you mean by saying after it fell?
about it. Well, in 1975, Vietnam fell, the South lost to the North, so the communists. And it fell, that means the South, it was Saigon, it was the capital, surrendered to the North. So the whole country became communist.
So you went after the war.
No, I went when it fell. People were pulling out.
So what was your job? What did you do while you were there? Did you have to fight or?
I was recon. When I got out of the Marine Corps boot camp, I did really well in there because I was physically fit. I shot a rifle and pistol good. They were asking for volunteers for recon. Force recon in the Marine Corps is part of what the Green Berets or the SEALs are to their branches.
So what did you do?
We recon. Recon is you go out and look.
Look for people?
Look for things to destroy.
Oh, look for things to destroy. It's pretty scary.
That's right.
Do you think that you were emotionally stable enough and with everything that's going on with the war now, do you think that it's right to put someone as young as 18 in that line of fire?
Well, I can only speak for myself is at that age you could be molded or brainwashed. And part of the conditioning that I went through in Marine Corps boot camp was they break you down all the way and they reform you to what they want to form you. And after the 16 months of boot camp, they surely make you believe that you are invincible and that you're the best. You're brainwashed, so you really just think of survival.
So,
But back to your question that I think people should go. I think in a case where it's a war that's gonna help someone, like World War II was, where was the whole world at war to stop the communists, the Chinese, and Mussolini. You're still too young, you go, but you feel like you're really doing it for the country. Something like this, where it's just for Halliburton and the oil companies and George W. going to a country that was already two-thirds of it was a no-fly zone. There were embargoes on that country for over 10 years, which really had no threat towards us. It's simply economics and money. It's not worth it.
do you think it was the same, looking back on the Vietnam War, you know, there were a lot of protests because people believed that the war didn't have much merit. Do you think now that the war in Vietnam that you were a part of was based on that economics and greed and really a battle between leaders? I mean, did you feel a sense of dignity fighting for them the way you say soldiers in World War II would feel because they're going up against Hitler and Mussolini and
I believe most people that were there believed in the cause. The cause was to stop communism and to make a democratic government over there. Unfortunately, they called Vietnam a police action. It wasn't really a war where you go in there and fight, because if America used its might, that war would have been won. But as it was prolonged, and it was very profitable for a lot of corporations also.
What is one of the most scariest things you saw while you were there?
I saw a friend of mine get step on a lion man.
So I'm going to kind of transition from the war and your service in the Marine Corps. How long did you serve in the Marine Corps?
3 years.
So after those 3 years, what was it like coming back?
It was fun. It was fine because I was in there during the time period when the war ended, and so everything was fine. I wasn't mistreated like the people that went before me.
So no baby killers or people protesting against you?
No, that's all ended.